are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We continue our player recap from the 2021-22 Spurs season. And in the spotlight today is Doug McDermott. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Kins 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. And yeah, we're going to continue looking back at the season that was player by player. Yesterday, we did Devin Vassell. That show is out already. Go check it out. I'm going to ask my guest a very, very important question in a bit relating to that show. And aside, Doug McDermott. Yeah, he's on the hot seat. Pros, cons. Was it even worth signing him at all? We're going to be looking back at his play. Get into some Spurs news and notes that you may have missed. Who is the mystery guest helping me out today on this episode of Los? He is back, Rudy Campos of Sweep the League. Rudy, welcome back, and make sure to follow him on Twitter at Sweep the League. Rudy, are you ready for a very, very important nerd question?
I am always ready, man. Always, always ready, and always prepared.
Okay, so yesterday, on yesterday's Los, we were having fun with Tony Parker's nerd collection that's on display in San Antonio at the museum. You know about that. Basically, they're just like life-size action figures. That's basically what they are. But obviously, they're very expensive. Mm-hmm. If money is no object, Rudy, give me your two movie-based or TV series-based nerd props, collectibles that you would want to have in your collection. If money's no object.
Money's no object. Definitely Darth Vader. I'd have to have the Vader...
Like the armor?
I mean, that's, yeah. Yeah, I'd have to have the entire Vader get up. I would have definitely have said Boba Fett as the other one, but since I've got Star Wars lore already in there, it's gonna surprise people. I want my Deathstroke. I'm a huge Deathstroke fan.
Okay.
So the Deathstroke get up is another one that I've got to get. No doubt about it.
Cool.
I
mean, nice.
If I had to pick a transportation, Millennium Falcon.
Perfect. That's good. Yeah. It's funny. Yesterday's guest, James Pledger, San Antonio Sports Star, he was upset that it was limited to two. So he picked the Infinity Iron Man armor. You know, the little button he had in his chest.
Yeah.
And he pressed it and it just like coated him. He said he would have, he'd love to have that, that prop or whatever it was. And I believe he picked a character's car from Fast and Furious. He picked a car from the Fast and Furious franchise. I picked the Tumbler from Batman Begins. Okay. Gotta have the Tumbler. Yeah. And I said I want every single lightsaber movie prop ever made except for the last three movies. I don't want those. Don't exist in my head.
You wouldn't want those just to have? I mean, not great.
No. I don't want them. The only exception would probably be Kylo Ren's. A Pledger brought that up because Kylo Ren's it is a unique one. So
yeah,
it is very unique. But yeah, everybody, welcome to Locked On Spurs. That's how we do it here. We kick it off with some nerd talk. But yeah, let's get into the meat of things now. We want to thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day, free and available wherever you get your favorite podcast. And this episode is brought to you by Arcade 1UP. Go check it out. It's very, very fun. NBA Jam is back on there. We'll talk about Arcade 1UP in just a few seconds. But yeah, Rudy, Doug McDermott's on the hot seat today. And, you know, signed in the offseason ahead of last year. Spurs fans think, great, perfect, veteran for the squad. He's going to bring that three-point shooting. And he did, but it felt like he never even played at all last season. Rudy, your overall thoughts on McDermott?
I've been kind of hard lately on some grades, but with Doug McDermott, I'm actually pretty satisfied with the season he had. I mean, you talk about a guy coming off at 11.3 points per game, about 2.3 rebounds a game, an assist a game, but the three-point shooting being over 40%, I think it was 42.2% from the three-point field. I mean, that's kind of what you signed him to do, and I think when you look at Doug McDermott, he came in, did what he was supposed to do. He wasn't going to be like a defensive stopper, and he just came in for shooting reasons, and he did what he did. You're talking three games that he had 20-plus points. For the month of December, January, February, he averaged 12 points or a little bit better in those months, shooting, I think, between 39 and 50% during those months. I mean, coming for Doug McDermott, what you signed him to do is what he did. There were some injuries. There was some other stuff that happened, kind of limited playing time. But all in all, I mean, I would say it's a pretty standard season for Doug McDermott for the San Antonio Spurs.
He only played 51 games for San Antonio before he got hurt and sat out for the rest of the season. You look at last season when he was with Indiana in the 2021 season, he played 68 games. So my thought is like, I'll look it up in a few seconds, but I think they paid him a pretty penny to sign with the Spurs. And I feel like he didn't live up to the pay. Like he didn't earn his keep. And fine, I get it. He got hurt, but it just felt like he was kind of a non-factor this season. It really, really did. You know, his three-point attempts, you know, he took 256. He made 108 of them, 42%. And that was an uptick from last season in the 2021 season out of Indiana. But I really expected more out of him. I expected him to be that X-factor veteran that the Spurs needed. Now, are you shocked that he only averaged? I mean, are you shocked? I should say that he averaged about 24 minutes. Did you want him to play more time when he was healthy? Or do you think 24 minutes was just about right?
You know, that's like a borderline question because I would have really hoped Doug would have played a lot more minutes per game. I mean, yeah, you're right. Playing what, like 24 minutes a game? That's, to me, that's low. He was more of like a 28 to 30 minute guy for me. But then again, you've got to remember if you add McDermott's minutes up, then you're technically hindering the development of the younger guys like Devin Vassell and then, you know, Keldon Johnson and stuff. So it's kind of like a hit or miss type thing. Personally, I think if Doug would have got more minutes, you would have got a way more production out of him. But also, at what cost does Devin get minutes cut into his time, and does he develop into the player that we're expecting him to develop?
So you're saying that maybe, you know, or not maybe, you know, for sure that with McDermott getting hurt and not playing a bulk of the season, that maybe that's actually was a good thing for the young kids, Rudy.
Yeah, it was. To me, it's a kind of a good thing because you did sign Doug to a pretty hefty contract, and you're coming in, okay, we're going to expect to have him playing X number of minutes, but with his health being in question, him being out for, you know, a good part of the season, it actually helped Devin come up a little bit more, helped Keldon. I mean, both of those guys' three-point shooting developed way better throughout the season, and that was kind of towards where Doug was on the injured list. So getting some of these kids' minutes was actually a benefit for the San Antonio Spurs with Doug being out.
Now, look, we're going to hit a break very soon, but there's just something for you to chew on when we do that. So you talk about, you know, that pay he got. So Doug McDermott, including last year's, we're going to say just last year's as well, signed for a three-year deal at 13.7 for last season, 13.7 for next season, and 13.7 for the 23-24 season. Rudy, that is a big contract. That's a big contract.
It is. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. That is a lot of money for a little, you know, production. Now, again, granted, I know people are going to be like, oh, well, he got hurt. You got to understand. I'm like, okay, I get that, but you expect him to play. Stay healthy. I know I get it. Freak accidents happen. What did he get? He had an ankle injury. I think that's what did him in, right?
I think I was at that game when he had that ankle injury. He came down, and it looked like a pretty bad ankle injury. So, yeah, that was a very, 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 very bad ankle injury.
When we get back, we're going to give Doug McDermott a grade and also some expectations, what we want to see out of him next season. And if Rudy is ready to just say, you know what, you know, let's see if we can find you a new home ahead of next season in the as far as the trades are concerned. But hey, we have big news. The one, the only NBA Jam is back. Arcade 1UP, the leader in at-home retro arcade games, is not only bringing the best game ever back, but they made it bigger than ever with a, wait for it, Shaq Edition machine. Yes, you old school OG gamers, you remember that NBA Jam game back in the old stand-up arcades, coin-operated? It's back. People are obsessed with NBA Jam. I'm thrilled to tell all our listeners that you can once again play hoops with an NBA legend in this arcade classic. Jump clear across the court and set the ball on fire in one of the first sports games ever to feature real and digitized NBA licensed teams. No fouls, no free throws, no quarters required. Compete with friends and family through all new Wi-Fi leaderboards, making you connected more than ever. Pre-order right now from arcade1up.com. That's arcade, the number one, up.com for an estimated early September ship date. Arcade 1UP is the place for fun. They even got more classics like Golden Tee, Mortal Kombat, and many others starting at $399. Check this out. They're giving away an NBA Jam Shack edition to a Locked On listener. Enter for a chance to win the game console for your man cave at arcade1up.com/lockedon. That's arcade, the number one, up.com/lockedon. You got until July 8th to enter and win NBA Jam Shack Edition console. Don't miss out. Enter today, and you got to really start thinking to yourself, who are you going to play with? We are back with Rudy Campos, host of Sweep the League, and we're looking back at Doug McDermott's play last season with the Spurs. Before we do that, you know, it's at that time of year, NBA mock drafts for the Locked On Network is here. Starts on June 16th. With over 50 insiders, nothing equals the ultimate NBA mock draft, the Locked On NBA Big Board Draft Experts, plus the Odyssey Insiders. First pick is June 16th. Search Ultimate NBA Mock Draft and follow now so you don't miss a pick. Rudy, before you give out your grade, we talked about the money, you know, ahead of the break. Does that change your view on Doug McDermott last year? Does that make you think, yeah, maybe he should have played better when he was healthy?
Personally, no. I think the money, I mean, the money was pretty high. I mean, you're talking 13.7 three times, basically, for a 3 years deal. But I think that the money was fine. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the season that he had as his first season with the Spurs. I would have liked to see him play more minutes. I would have liked to see him play healthy. But then again, like we all know, ankle injuries especially happen are very common in the NBA and the game of basketball in general. So I'm fine with this year with him. The money's okay. Now it's the production going into next year if he's still here. If it doesn't get any better, then we've got a problem.
He has a, you know, kind of a hefty contract here. You're the GM for the Spurs. Are you looking to move him?
If the right trade is available, yes, you never say no. But at the same time, a lot of teams out there need shooters, and a lot of teams out there are willing to pay a little bit more for shooters. So if you have a chance to better your team and Doug has to be a part of it, I mean, you've got to make that move ASAP.
Yeah, I think it goes back to what a majority of Spurs fans, not all, but a majority of Spurs fans that believe that there's nobody untouchable on this squad. And some even say that even DeJounte Murray, you know, is not at an untouchable level. Obviously, if some of these kids have an expensive price tag, but nevertheless, you know, they're movable. You know, go ahead and give out your grade. But, you know, when you do that, what are your expectations, Rudy, for him next season?
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet a lot of people hate me because I'm a tough GM and I'll trade anybody and everybody. So just throwing that out there. But for expectations with Doug, it's got to be to get on the court more and to stay on the court more. What I saw from him this year was he was actually attacking the basket from back when his college days was Creighton. I mean, he was always attacking the basket. Yes, he was a great shooter, but he could score from all points of the court. He was doing that more with the Spurs. I want to see more of that. I want him to be able to develop going back to those Creighton days to where he was just attacking, drawing fouls, getting to the free throw line. As a shooter, the best thing you can do is get to the line because it gets your stroke back, gets you more confidence. So I want to see that more from Doug. I would love to see his defense actually get kicked up another notch. His shooting is fine. Like I said, shooting almost, 42% from three-point range, that's good right there. I just want to see more aggressiveness out of Doug. But going in for the grade, I've actually got him at a C. And I can't go any higher than that. I can't really go any lower than that. I'm going to give him that little commissioner's exemption when it comes to injuries this year. I think the production was right where I was expecting it to be for him coming into this season. Outside of the money-wise, just expectations, he pretty much nailed it. I just would love to see him get more minutes. And I think with his injuries, that really derailed the amount of time that Pop was going to play him.
Yeah, you know, you give a little slack because of the injury. And by the way, I'm glad you brought up about the slashing thing. I did not expect that out of him. I wasn't anticipating that when he put on the Spurs uniform. I think a lot of people were surprised that, oh, you know, he's not just kind of a camp at the three line and shoot it kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that slashing. I think if he stays healthy, he can definitely help the Spurs get maybe a couple more W's as the season progresses. I agree with you. I think, you know, you can move that hefty contract. You do it. It paved ways for other teammates, younger guys to get the minutes. Still, three-point shooting is a premium. Just look at the NBA Finals right now between Boston and Golden State. You want to keep him around. I'm going to give him a C. I did expect more out of him. I really did. I thought that he would kind of be that veteran X factor that was going to push the Spurs a little bit more. Maybe, dare I say, you know, flirting with, you know, a higher play-in spot, you know, maybe that, what is it, like 7 through 10, I think it is?
Yeah.
8 or 7 seed in the play-in tournament. But nevertheless, yeah, you expect a lot from him, especially with that money tag. You get paid the money, you got to produce. He produced, but, you know, I think it needed to be more. But, yeah, I'm the tough crowd today, not Rudy Combs. I am. Usually it's the other way around. So, Rudy is grilling
so
everybody.
13.7 mil. What would you expect out of him going into next year as far as, like, let's say points per game and stuff like that?
Points per game? All right. Let me look at what he did last year. I know you mentioned it earlier, but he's last year 11.3.
Yeah.
I like to see 15, 18 a game.
I was going to say 15. 15 would be good.
15, 18 a game. I like the slashing. Hopefully he keeps that up. But he only, despite the slashing thing, he only went to the line on average one time. He averaged 1.0 attempts at the free throw line. That can't happen. Yeah. If he's this slasher that we saw, I need to be a lot more aggressive. Well, I was shocked. He was an 80% shooter from the free throw line last year.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be way up high. That. Yeah. So
I'm gonna throw a quick wrench in you real quick. Now, Doug being a shooter, if the Spurs were to land a DeAndre Ayton, wouldn't that expectation of or getting 15 points per game be a lot easier because then you go back into the Spurs system and it brings back the memories of Roger Mason, Gary Neal, these guys who just were spot-up shooters and deadly shooters when they had a coveted big man around them?
Yeah, I think that'll help too, you know, because the defenses are not going to, like, respect Jakob Poeltl's outside shooting, so they'll sag on him.
Exactly, like, and they won't respect him in the post either.
Yeah, he's not like he's, you know, Mr. Hakeem Olajuwon in the post. I mean, decent, but, I mean, not great. I think getting a big definitely changes things for Doug. Hopefully that is the direction the Spurs go. Maybe it'd be the draft. You know, Jalen Duren's there, who knows? But then again, Duren's not really... What a potent outside shooter. He's decent, I guess. He's not the greatest. But
yeah, we'll see. He's decent, but it's not going to really free much up for Doug, I don't think.
Yeah. That definitely is a wrench as far as expectations for Doug McDermott next season. But that, I mean, that'd be a great wrench to have a DeAndre Ayton in there to free up some space. So we gave out our grade for Doug McDermott last year. What is yours? Let Rudy know on Twitter at Sweep the League. Let me know on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. When we get back, we're going to look at some Spurs news and notes that you may have missed and much, much more. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about Rock Auto. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Look, don't go to those stores and those long lines and the questioning. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Use it. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and Rock Auto prices are reliably low for each and every single customer. Go explore their easy-to-use website today. Find the solution to your auto part needs right now. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. An amazing selection of reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. We're back with Rudy Campos. He is with Sweep the League. And we're going to be looking at some news and notes in just a few seconds. So yesterday's Lockdown Spurs, Rudy, we did Devin Vassell. We gave him a grade of B+. What do you think?
B+. I would almost agree with that. I think I would have just been a solid B for Devin. Great, great upside. Great, you know, season coming in. He finished really, really strong. Can't really, you know, expect any more than what he accomplished towards the end of the year. Future looks bright. But, yeah, I think a B, B plus is probably right where I'd be.
Yeah, the argument is leave room for improvement. Yeah, because, you know, there's still a lot of more things that needs to work on. But, again, if you want to listen to that show, it's already out. Go to the Locked On Spurs YouTube page or iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. You know the list. But let's go to catch you up with some Spurs news and notes that you may have missed. Hey, Rudy, congratulations to former Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammon, officially inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame for her play during her WNBA years. Now, I forget, like, she closed out her career in a San Antonio Stars uniform, and she took the Stars to the finals, right? Or the conference finals. Mm-hmm. She took, like, basically, when she was the uniform, she took it the deepest ever in their playoff run, right?
Yeah, I can't remember if it was the finals or conference. That's something that's my mind blank right now. But yeah, she took them far.
Yeah, she's inducted in the class. Inducted into the class of 2022. So congratulations to Becky Hammon. Well deserved. In other Spurs news, you know, former Spur David West, he did an interview with, I think it's called Hefe Island. He says that he idolized the Spurs organization and that his favorite player ever was Tim Duncan, that he was just a big Tim Duncan fan. Remember when David West was signed? A lot of Spurs fans thought that he was the key to winning the title. And the Spurs went, I think his one and only season, they went to the semifinals, and then they got bounced by OKC, I believe.
Yeah, I think if he would have stuck around, it would have made a lot more difference. It was just kind of, he was ring chasing at the time towards the end of his career. I totally get it. But I think if he would have stayed with the Spurs another season or two, I mean, it would have been perfect. It would have been fine. But I love David West, man.
Yeah, David West. Yeah, tough guy. You know, average was just a little under 8 points per game for the Spurs. But yeah, he's paying his respects to the Spurs. He said that his basketball philosophy matched up with the Spurs organization philosophy towards basketball. That was a big reason why he signed with the Spurs. But it's interesting, that interview when it brought up about the Warriors, that he said that the Warriors already were courting him to join them after his season with the Spurs. So those Warriors, man, they don't mind bending the rules as far as bringing in players. It's just Draymond Green. Yeah, Draymond Green texting Kevin Durant during the finals, you know, to get him on board. So it's all there at kens5.com/Spurs. And other Spurs news, another former Spur, Corey Joseph, said that he is thankful that San Antonio drafted him. Again, in the same interview with the same outlet, really, he said that his draft projection at that time was anywhere from late first round to middle second round. And that when the Spurs selected him, he was kind of surprised. He said he was thankful for that. He's kind of one of those forgotten late round picks for the Spurs. What do they say, Rudy? Derek White, you know, 29, DeJounte Murray, 29. Corey Joseph was like, what, a 23, 24, 25 pick? I mean, he was a late second round, first round, too.
Yeah, he's a late first rounder. And apologies to Corey Joseph. I've done mock drafts for a while, and I had Corey undrafted, to be honest with you, that year. I think I had him in the second round to being undrafted. So shows how much I know when it comes to drafts, you know, especially, you know, on that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys that I really wish would have just stayed a Spur forever and never would have been moved. But it happens, but definitely a long-time Spur and fan favorite.
Yeah, 2014 NBA title. Helped the Spurs win that one. I was in the locker room when the Spurs won the 2014 title, and Corey Joseph was the first person I interviewed. He was drunk. He walked out. He was ready. He was toasted, man. He kept on telling me, oh, man, that's all he kept on saying. because he was just so like stunned that everything happened. He had the championship cap. He had one of the championship t-shirts like just draped over his shoulder, and he just kept on staring at the ceiling. And just, they had beer everywhere. There was beer everywhere. That whole locker room was just soaked, and he was just tanking it up, man. Hey, do you want an NBA title? Go for it, Corey. I get it. But yeah, that's my biggest memory with Corey Joseph. Now with the Pistons now. So hopefully he has a long career. But yeah, it's all there for you at kensfi.com/Spurs. A lot more news and notes that you may have missed. Go check it out. One more thing before I let you go, Rudy. Did you see that LSU's Torrey Eason already put it out there that he's going to have a workout with the Spurs? Would you like to see Eason in the Spurs uniform?
He's one prospect I would like to see in the Spurs uniform. It's the whole thing of picking him at 9 is a little too early, but he's not going to be there at 20 or 25 probably. So it's going to have to be where the Spurs, I think, going to have to make a move to get into that 11 to 14, 15 range, which from what I've been kind of hearing on some sites is that they're trying to get somewhere back into the top 15 with those two picks. So it's possible we might see him in there, but I definitely would like to see Eason in a Spurs uniform. Makes a lot of sense. He's a great player out of LSU.
Is he raw? Is he that raw as I hear?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, if you've been following him for a little while, especially his college days, he's got a lot of raw talent, but his development skills are superb. I think if he's in the right organization, he can come around a lot quicker and develop faster. One of them being, you know, under the Spurs, who have developed many young players before. So I think Eason in the Spurs uniform would be good for development. But yeah, he's pretty raw still.
All right, well, it's there. He's going to have a workout with the Spurs. So we'll see what the Spurs think about him and his talent come the NBA draft, which is just right around the corner. Hey, speaking of that, thanks again for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Now make sure to go check out Locked On NBA Big Board. They give fans an in-depth look into the NBA draft, mock draft, player rankings, and of course, Big Board. Spurs have, as of right now, 3 first-round picks. Go see what the Big Boards are saying, what the Spurs are going to do with those 3 picks. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. Rudy, what's going on with Sweep the League?
Well, Sweep the League, we got the draft coming up, so we're 100% concentrating on that. And speaking of NBA draft, real quick, I just want to let everybody know that I did remove my name from the NBA draft list, so I'm gonna forego this NBA draft and try to get into the 2023 one.
No,
my draft position wasn't that high, as high as I wanted it. They had me, I think, at the 200th best prospect, so I want to get a little higher than that.
I thought you were the number one overall prospect.
I was on my height and weight class. I was number one, but overall, it was in the 200s. So I didn't want to risk my.
You gotta get more workouts with NBA teams in. That's what you gotta put your name out there.
I have, but I can only get on NBA Live so many times. So I mean, it's, you know what, how it is, man.
I heard on NBA Live, your true shooting percentage is like. Hall of Fame worthy, and yeah, so maybe one day you'll get scouted by some NBA teams and they'll bring you in and say, we promise to pick you at the number 3 pick that we own. You got to get that promise in, Rudy. But yeah,
I got to get that promise. Yeah,
yeah. Check Rudy out on Twitter at Sweep the League. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get favorite podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, and of course YouTube. Go check out not only this episode with Rudy Campos, but yesterday's. Pretty much a fun one. You know, we get into some other movie prop, TV series prop stuff. It's pretty cool. You know what the one regret I had is we're limited to 2 picks. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go with like a vehicle, and I wanted to go with like props. If it wasn't for the Tumblr, a close second was Airwolf for me. I would have loved to own Airwolf.
Yeah. Airwolf, yeah. I mean, that's always number one on the transportation for me. Yeah. But if I'm unlimited money-wise, the Millennium Falcon.
I got to. It's win-win-win no matter how you spin it. All right, boys. So, like I said, we're done talking. Definitely we want to hear from you. He is on Twitter at Sweep the League. I am on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. So for Rudy, number one prospect in the $20 billion NBA draft. I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock in this episode of Locked On Spurs.